How come you never lose your cool? You're always so calm and collected.
Because I don't get involved in stupid conversations. As soon as I feel like a conversation is getting stupid, I just cut it right there and I say, you're right.
But that method doesn't work. It's completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
Of course I'm right.
You're always right.
Always right.
Hello?
I called you 5 times. 5 times. This is the shit pisses me off. I don't want to hear you had your finger off because you already know how that situation goes if I call you and you don't answer. That's the pisses me off. Now, if it was an emergency, you got your finger off and you can't hear.
She made the phone jump with her anger. I really feel bad for the guys that go through this, but we do, in fact, know the solution to this. Walk away.
Is there anything I could have done to save our relationship?
Keisha, I think you're a great person. You know, I think you're a good person. And I appreciate the fact that you realized how closed off you were. You know, but to answer your question, I think you could have saved the relationship by being more appreciative. You know, putting more effort, you know, the same way I did. You know, and I kept stepping towards you, but you kept stepping back. You know, and marriage was out the question because don't nobody want to marry anyone who not showing the same appreciation as them or who not giving that effort like them. So that just pushed me back. You know, and as far as right now, I have a girlfriend, you know, and I love her to death. And that's what I want to get you to see, is that you got to appreciate the people that's in your life. You know, the people that come in your life, you don't know how long they're going to be there. You got to appreciate them while they're there, because when they're gone and you don't appreciate them,
guys, say hi to my girlfriend.
Are you okay? Which girlfriend?
Hey! Babe, say hi.
Are you stupid?
Just name me outside. Guys, say hi to my babe. Babe, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Say hi to my girlfriend. Babe, say hi.
Hey! I have to be honest, I did not realize that aging was going to happen to me personally.
So many people can think that they'll look 21 for the rest of their lives just because they are different. Well, no.
When someone's in your video and you tell them,
excuse me, you know how I'm filming this way? Do you mind being in the frame? I said, you know how I'm filming this way? Do you mind being in the frame? Cool, yeah? Pardon? Oh no, you can stay. No. It's just because it goes on my social media. Yeah, so just checking you're alright.
Mom, a guy told me I was built like a deep freezer.
Who said that?
Isn't that literally so mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I heard you say that.
But like, you know what a deep freezer looks like? Because I googled pictures.
Yeah.
Isn't that so mean? Do you think I'm built like a deep freezer?
No, Mary, you're not. You're built like an upright bed.
What? That's...
The biggest problem a lot of people do with pillarless door is that they close the door by putting their hands, dirty hands, on the glass. No, you put it here. The easiest way to break a man's heart is when you get into his car and you close the door from here. Don't close the door from here. We have feelings. We are men. We love our cars more than our wives. You close it from here.
Well, I hope his wife or wives doesn't watch this. But if someone were to use a particular piece of expensive property like that for free and not respect that, yeah, that wouldn't be very good.
I'd like to ask him a really important question.
Okay.
Anna, I know that you hooked up with Joe when we're dating. And I think that's disgusting that my best friend would hook up with my boyfriend.
What are you talking about?
I think that's disgusting.
I didn't.
I saw you. I've seen you guys on Snap Maps. I've seen you guys on Snap Maps for literally weeks. I've seen you on Snap Map, and then
okay. If someone likes you, it could take anywhere from a date, 2 dates, a week, weeks, up to a month, even more sometimes. A man, the majority of men, they're gonna know in 30 minutes or less. I'm telling you. I don't know why that is. They're gonna know within 30 minutes if they like you or not.
So unless you're offering to pay for the babysitter, I'm not going on that date.
Then you and little Aiden can stay the home. He's not responsible for that fruit snack loving minion. You're an adult. You don't expect a job to pay for your Uber to the interview, do you? And let's not make this a mistake. Our first date is an interview. So why would you expect that from some guy who's still trying to figure out if you're worth talking to or not? You expect that from them because you can't pay for it. then you shouldn't be going out on a date to begin with.
Is she willing to pay for the babysitter if the guy has the kid? But if she really likes you, then money would not be an object.
Gentlemen, understand something. If you are a single man with no children and you are earning $75,000 or more, you are now platinum. If you are making six figures or more, you are now diamond level. If you're making $55,000 to $60,000, you are gold. You are far more valuable than you have ever been. And here's the trick. You guys don't know how valuable you are. And that is why so many of my critics and detractors are angry at me, because I am waking men up to their true value.
All right, story time. So one time I met this girl at Bottomless Brunch. She was a mutual friend, and she sits down at the table across. The whole group is chit-chatting. We're having a good time. Brunch ends. We stand up to leave, and she turns and looks at me and goes, "Connor, wow, you are not as tall as I thought you'd be." First off, such an out-of-pocket thing to say to someone that you just met. And then she asks how tall I am. And unlike these 5'10" dudes who just round up to 6 feet, I very bravely answered 5'7" and some change. And she looks me dead in my eyes and goes, "Yeah, but not much change, huh?"
Some will say that she was just flirting, but I think that that was just kind of mean. Because to poke fun at something that someone can't control is quite the risk.
Red flag number 10 is this thing right here.
Is when she's sketchy with her phone. Maybe she's like texting and then the guy's looking over and she like puts her phone down, or she never, "Hey, no, I don't want you to use my phone." Like, she's being weird about it. Why? What do you have to hide?
She come and then order a drink. The drink is like $22, right? I already paid for like a $300-$400 tab. We got drink in the car. She come in and just order a drink and drink half of the money and say, "Hey, here's the bill." I looked at her and said, "Yeah, I said, "Why don't you just pay it?" "Oh, because I don't got no money on me." I said, "So why the fuck did you order it? And for one, why the fuck you ain't asked could you get a drink? Like, stop trying me. Stop trying me." You know what I did? I walked away. Stop playing with me, Shawty. You gonna feel embarrassed. It's because, like, what the fuck? Stop trying me. I'm not your wallet.
My favorite TikToker is that lady that says sprinkle sprinkle after everything. Like, she'll be like, "Your man needs to be scared when you leave the house because you look that good. Sprinkle sprinkle. You are single until you're married. Sprinkle sprinkle. If he texts you then you don't hear from him, sending your PayPal link. Sprinkle sprinkle."
Yeah, a lot of what that lady says is pretty bad advice, because saying that the guy should offer money in exchange for her time isn't quite the best.
"Ma'am, I get your phone number. I thought you were really good looking."
"Oh, thanks. I already have a boyfriend, though."
"Are you lying to me?"
"Yeah, no.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna go cry."
I had a breakfast date planned for this morning, and I woke up to a text that he had sent me overnight that said, "Hey, I totally forgot about our plans. I'm really drunk right now. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it tomorrow," which was fine because I wanted to sleep in this morning anyways. Later in the day, he asked me for my Venmo, and he unsolicitedly financially compensated me for changing plans and missing our date. The work we're doing on here is making a difference, ladies.
Y'all want to know what's really attractive about a man? When he's untouchable. When he's not accessible, not easily accessible to other women. When he's not in other people, when he's not in everybody's likes and mentions. And it's just something about a low-key man that is about his business, about his money, about working out and taking care of his body, loves his family, loves his woman if he has one, or whatever, you know, dating somebody and he's really into her. That's very attractive.
When she finally decides to go after the man that not all the ladies are pursuing at once, then it gets a lot easier. So it boils down to not being so strict on your standards.
"Bend your master to them right."
That's just going to be all the time and put herself out there available for every man to see. You know, that I don't have to be a man to know that that's not what men want. If you think that that's freedom, the idea that you have to wear less, the idea that you have to get naked to be heard, do you really think that's a form of freedom? Because that's, I didn't have to take off my clothes to be heard in society.
"What you doing, man? What you getting me?
Look at it.
This is for?
It's for Father's Day.
Bruh, look at these pictures, bruh.
No, happy Father's Day, baby.
Thank you, baby. Why are you giving me a gift coupon today?
Because you're a father.
Because I'm daddy.
No, because I'm pregnant.
Hmm?
I'm pregnant, babe.
No.
Wow, these clips showcase the craziness of the current dating market. And don't forget to click the links in the video description.